This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump traveled on Thursday to the crucial U.S. battleground state of Michigan to visit a Ford Motor Company plant amid hostility with its Democratic governor over how quickly to reopen its economy. Trump visited the Ford plant, which has been recast to produce ventilators and personal protective equipment, and met with African-American leaders to discuss vulnerable populations hit by the virus. The president, who has said he is taking a drug not proven for the coronavirus, did not wear a mask during the event, even though Ford earlier this week reiterated its policy that all visitors have to wear them. Trump is urging states to loosen coronavirus-related restrictions so the battered U.S. economy can recover. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing a backlash from some critics against her stay-at-home orders in a state hit hard by the last recession. The United States has told international partners it's pulling out of a surveillance treaty set up decades ago. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Open Skies Treaty allows more than 30 nations to conduct unarmed observation flights over each other's territory, aimed at promoting trust and averting conflict. The Trump administration says it wants out, claiming Russia is violating the treaty. Plus, it says the imagery collected during the flights can be obtained faster and cheaper from satellites. Leaving the treaty is expected to strain relations with Russia and also upset European allies, whom some members of Congress say rely on the treaty to keep Moscow accountable for its military activities. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 2.4 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The number of people out of work has grown to over 38 million, although the flood of layoffs is slowing.
We've seen claims decline for 7 straight weeks, so it's obvious that the pace of layoffs is slowing.
And while the job losses happen so quickly, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché thinks rehiring will take a lot longer.
Even if consumers are spending, the level of spending is still much lower than it was in February and early March, and so businesses may not see the need to rehire even if the economy is growing.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
China's parliament will propose legislation to protect security in Hong Kong in response to pro-democracy protests in the territory last year that sometimes turned violent. A National People's Congress spokesman announced the plan Thursday as an annual high-level political conference in China that was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic got underway in Beijing. Security laws for Hong Kong have long been considered, but Beijing accelerated efforts to enact them after months of anti-government protests in the former British colony that was handed over to China in 1997. The legislation could lead to a change in Hong Kong's special status in the United States and is likely to trigger more unrest. Wide swaths of coastal India and Bangladesh are flooded and millions are without power as Cyclone Amphan, the most powerful storm to hit the region in more than a decade, has cut a path of destruction that is still being assessed. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
Many parts of the Indian metropolis of Kolkata, home to more than 14 million people, are underwater, and its airport has closed briefly by flooding. Roads are littered with uprooted trees and lampposts, electricity and communication lines are down, and centuries-old buildings are damaged. Officials in both countries say the full extent of the damage caused by the cyclone is not known because communications to many places are cut. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated ahead of the storm, a process complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband Massimo Giannulli have agreed to serve prison time as part of a plea deal in the college admissions bribery case. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Loughlin and Giannulli were supposed to go on trial in October. They're accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into the University of Southern California as crew team recruits, even though neither of them had any rowing experience. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.